You would open your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. I want to look at verse 8, 9, and 10 tonight, but we'll start off at the beginning of the chapter just so we know what it's talking about. Ephesians 2, and in verse 1 it says, "And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins." So they're dead in trespasses and sins. They walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air and the spirit who works in the sons of disobedience, conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, verse 3, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind. But notice in verse 4, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved." So we're dead in our trespasses, and we're made alive through Christ, and we're saved by grace. And continuing in verse 6, "And raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of grace and his kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." And then continuing in verse 8, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast." So we're saved by grace through our faith. And it's not anything that we do to earn anything. It's nothing that we can earn through time. But it's not of our works, lest anyone should boast, but by grace of God, by his love and his grace. And a lot of people go to this passage to justify their belief that they are saved by faith alone, or that they don't have to do anything at all. They're just saved automatically by grace. But then they don't look at verse 10. If you will, read that with me. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." God prepared these works so that we should walk in them, and that we can show our faith by our works. In James chapter 2, in verse 24, it says, "You see then that a man is justified by works, and not by faith only." And then in 26, "For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also." So we are justified by our works. That's how we show our faith. And faith without works is dead, just as the body without the spirit is dead. One work that we are as Christians to do, or that we are to show our faith by, is baptism. You might remember Mark 16:16 says, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved, and he who does not believe will be condemned." Belief without baptism will not save us, and baptism without belief will not save us. But together with our faith, and then we show our works by baptism, we are saved. So I'd like to offer the invitation at this time. If there is anyone in the assembly tonight that believes God's word and has faith in it, if they would like to obey the gospel and come forward and confess Christ and be baptized for the remission of their sins and start that walk, that Christian walk that we are to have works in and show our faith and continue to have works until we die or until Christ comes, now is the time to do it. If you have obeyed the gospel and have been baptized and have started that walk, but your faith has faltered, or you have not been doing the works which were given to us to do, then it is time to come forward and to make your life right with God. So if we can help you in any way, any spiritual needs, please come forward as we stand and sing.